When I think about what love means to me at a big age, I think about all the things that love has not meant over the years. Or maybe times when I thought I was in love and I actually wasn't, including in love with myself. For me, love and how I attract it and how I embody it as an individual has so much to do with confidence. And I truly believe that if we are not confident, we will struggle with also loving ourselves. And like many, many people, I know I'm not unique in this story. I spent a lot of my early life feeling very insecure and at times, to be quite honest with you, unloved. My story is not unique, especially for many of us in the Black community, in that my parents were teenagers and my dad wasn't present in my life really at all until I became probably about 25 or 26 years old. He struggled with addiction over the years, and having that absence of a parent, I didn't realize when I was young how much that truly affected me. And I don't mean at all to indicate that I wasn't surrounded by an infinite amount of love multi-generationally, because I surely was, and my mom has always been there. But it was really my grandparents who were my early primary caretakers, who have meant the world to me and continue to do so, and who have reminded me that I can be anything at all. And so even when the world said the opposite, I think if I am vibrating at my highest level and in the highest sense of love, I am reflecting my grandmother's love for me. So it is because of them and because of their hard work and struggles that I think I have learned to look beyond myself and lean into how they see me and love me and adore me. I think as far as relationships are concerned, I've really, really, really struggled over the years. But the ironic part, or maybe not so much, is that as I healed, my partners got better. It was almost like as I worked on my healing, I began to find partners that reflected the stage that I was at. And so when I was definitely at my absolute lowest is when I was in a very toxic and abusive relationship. I think the way that I felt about myself is the partner that I chose. That person was my reflection, and that I thought the way he treated me was the way that I thought that I deserved to be treated. And not to make any excuse for abuse or an abuser, I've done a lot of work to get beyond that. And Margot often reminds me of this, that abuse belongs and the responsibility for that belongs to no one but the abuser. But I also know that today that person could not walk into my life, because that has been my work and my healing journey for sure. And I was in a very long-term relationship for just under 10 years. And I've shared with you all on the podcast that it when it ended, I was shook, that I felt in many ways blindsided. I felt that in the past, in other relationships, you kind of see the end coming. And this one, I did not. Sure, we had issues, but I thought to myself, everybody has issues. Only one day to be confronted with what ultimately became the end of my relationship. And what I've had to take away from that is the old adage that things are for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. And I think that season in that relationship gave me what I needed. And for that, I'm actually incredibly grateful. It was not meant to last forever. It was meant to get me through a lot of storms and for me to support that partner through a lot of the storms that she experienced as well. And there was something about, I think, the emotional security that I felt for the first time that also helped me to grow. And again, to be on this healing journey to the point where now at 41 years old, almost 42, I feel like I am, it's crazy to say, y'all, but probably the most ready to be in a relationship than any time in my life. And in many ways, that is sad, I think, because I've always just wanted a romantic relationship. Probably some abandonment issues at play there from kind of my origin story. But much of the time that I sought that external validation is when I needed to go inward the most. Nobody can heal me. I can only heal myself. And sometimes I think in relationships, we're just seeing unhealed people trying to love each other and tear each other down. And what I needed to do for so many years was figure out what sustained me and what made me happy and where my joy was. And for the first time, I feel that I can say that. I feel the most confident. I feel the happiest for sure. I feel the most fulfilled. And so what I know is that as I welcome a new partner into my life, I'm actually excited because it is going to be the best one yet because I love myself in the highest form that I ever have. So I think that's what loving myself at a big age has looked like. It's giving myself also grace to know that there were times where I got that shit way, way wrong, like went down the wrong road for sure. But I never lost myself. It may have been a detour, but I always found my way back home. And that's what love is. It is arriving at home. This topic means so much to Margo and I because I think the podcast has been a container to hold just very vulnerable and transparent conversations. I'm so grateful that I can have these moments of tenderness with you all and know that you're holding me close in the same way that we hold you so closely. And to do that, we have created our first e-journal called Defining Love at a Big Age. And in that e-journal, you're going to find prompts throughout that really allow for you to dig deep about the love for yourself and the love for others. It starts with one of my favorite exercises, which is a letter to your former self. It even includes resources as well to help you just really deepen into the work. I think it's a great resource, even in conversation with folks around you, maybe at your next dinner party, or if you're dating and you're starting new relationships, it's a great way to dig deep and to learn more about those around you. We will make sure it is linked below, and we would love for you to jump into that, but also join us in our private community for more conversations about defining love at a big age. Thanks for listening to Justice. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, be sure to check us out on our website at justicepodcast.com. You can also reach out to us there if you want to be featured on the show or if you have a business or a product that you think would be a good fit for our audience. Thanks again for listening.